Plenty of wind to share.
We got the Bassmasters coming into town. This actually kicks up tomorrow. The big fishing will happen out there in Lake Ray Roberts. And coming up this weekend, they'll have the big weigh-ins and all of the grand ceremonies there at Dickey's. It's a big deal, the Bassmasters. And I hope in these conditions, what would you do in like 40, 50 mile an hour winds? Can you catch, do we have sailfish there in Lake Ray Roberts? Flip her out of this right there. Ready for the fishing stories
and for Texas, baby.
Fishing around in our little old state.
Texas is my
Let's do some of those Texas topics right now and keep you up to date on the state of our state. First of all, yes, a wind advisory is in effect. So heads up, wind. I know, I'm shocked too. ERCOT in the western part of the state yesterday did shut down some stuff, and I'm like, that's where all the windmills are. How is that even remotely possible? But much cooler today as we go, but still a lot of West Texas dirt's going to be flying our way. And if you're not already sneezing, there's a really good chance that probably your coworker right next to you is, and that's always fun. Now, allergists are saying that it's the oak trees that are getting us right now. And of course, it's all coming from West Texas, which, being from West Texas, where are these trees you speak of? I've not seen them. So that's got us sneezing and all sorts of things, and probably will. Well, spring technically starts tomorrow. Down around Dallas way, on the other side of the fence, it was announced yesterday. Of course, the Wall Street announced the Dallas Stock Exchange will be opening in the next few years to go in with the New York Stock Exchange. Well, now the NASDAQ is going to open up a second headquarter location and base it right there in Dallas, pledging investments in the states, expanding its reach, and putting even more people down in Dallas that need really rich suits. Sorry, your Neiman Marcus is gone. It's gone. This was big yesterday in an interview with Billboard magazine. So Taylor Sheridan, Yellowstone Sheridan Universe creator, master of the universe of Sheridan, is launching his own music festival. He's doing it right there, and it's called the Bosque Ranch Live Concert. It'll take place this September 13th. And it'll feature a lineup of really up-and-coming red dirt artists. Drayton Farley, Caitlin Butts, love her. Jackson Dean, certainly know them. Hank Jam members, too, on that. And they've all had their music featured throughout various Taylor Sheridan shows. So here's the rub on it. Only 500 tickets are made available on this big, huge Bosque Ranch location. So pretty high price point, pretty exclusive to be at. And BosqueRanchLive.com has all the details for that. But again, that'll be on September 13th. A lot of people think it's just kind of his first dip and toe in the waters of the music festival thing. And if this goes well after his first foray, it will be, well, probably followed by the Bosque Ranch Live 1882, 1942, 1982, various different reaches there. As for Down 45, Cowboy Coachella, that would be the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And really, concert series, we were talking about the Journey concert that was just mid Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing.
They lost power. Well, it was actually a little more than that. First of all, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Journey did not get back on the stage, even though they still very much believe. But they're giving fans, this happened last Friday, of the canceled Journey concerts full refunds. They apologized for that. It was a power failure and issue. And the drummer, by the way, in an interview has said of Journey, said, "I was literally on fire for a minute." So things got a little tough there during, in the most ironic of songs. Also down there, some records are being set as far as the auctions go. They had this, both the Junior Market Lamb and Goat auction yesterday. And this set some records. First of all, the Grand Champion Lamb And keep in mind, this is about what it went for the grand champion steer at the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. Madison Wise of Brownwood sold his grand champion lamb for $450,000 for a lamb. Almost to not be outdone. Briscoe Blake of Zephyr, Texas sold his grand champion goat, and this sets a world record, $400,000 for the goat. Congratulations out there to Strand Myers of Cowtown, Fort Worth, down there at the Houston Rodeo. He sold his reserve grand champion market goat for $200,000. These are not the goats that they allow us to put our mitts on during the celebrity. And then, not to be almost outdone, it also set a record. Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo Annual School of Art Auction. This past Sunday, a student sold her painting of a cow for $276,000. This portrait, this artscape capturing a cow and her calf bathed in sunlight, symbolizing the tender relationship between the two of them. $276,000. So I'm petitioning for next year that there be the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo Celebrity Painting and Art Auction. Golly, congratulations, kiddo. And then finally, in other news, coming, making a stop on the Dallas side, but also here at Dickey's Arena, coming up in April 3rd through 6th, it will be Disney on Ice, their latest production, Disney on Ice, Let's Dance, featuring Moana, The Lion King, Frozen 2, Little Mermaid, and more. Hope they're Disney on Ice. I hope their papers are in order, just in case ice is involved on that. Moana better worry.
Family. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're waking up with Hank FM.